From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Human Rights Chief is urging the Trump administration to end new policies separating migrant children from their parents after entering the United States from Mexico. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Zayd Raed Al Hussein says the new policies have affected nearly 2,000 children in the last 6 weeks. His view is that it's unconscionable that any country would seek to deter parents from migrating by inflicting such abuse on children. Zayd, a Jordanian prince, also decried concerns about other nations, including Syria, Myanmar, North Korea, and India and Pakistan-controlled parts of Kashmir. He denounced the lack of access provided by UN member states to rights investigators, noting China has accumulated 15 pending requests in the last 5 years. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote on major reforms in U.S. immigration law this week. Europe is dealing with its own humanitarian crisis as 600 men, women, and children, mostly from Africa, attempt to settle in after rescue ships docked in the port of Valencia, Spain. Malta and Italy refuse to accept the migrants. RMIT University's Europe scholar Benoit Kammark spoke with the VOA about a planned Tuesday meeting between the leaders of France and Germany about immigration issues.
Both countries are facing problems on that front too, particularly Germany, because Angela Merkel's government is divided in terms of how to respond to this. The German interior minister is particularly at odds with his chancellor on the subject of dealing with refugee intakes and the regulation behind it.
Spain will offer the migrants humanitarian stays of 45 days while their requests for asylum in Spain or France are considered. This is VOA News. Greece and Macedonia police used tear gas to break up marchers protesting against a deal settling the long dispute over who gets to use the name Macedonia. Former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia would be known as the Republic of North Macedonia, while Greece would stop blocking its neighbors' efforts to join NATO and the European Union. Both countries have been feuding over the name. Right-wing lawmaker Ivan Duque won Colombia's presidential election Sunday, promising to rewrite the government's 2016 peace accord with former FARC rebels. He defeated leftist former guerrilla and ex-mayor of Bogota, Gustavo Petro, 54-42. In Sunday's second and final round of voting, Petro supports the peace deal with FARC. He also campaigned on redistributing used or unused lands to poor farmers and turning the country away from fossil fuels and toward renewable energy. At least 3 people are dead and more than 200 others injured after a strong earthquake struck western Japan Monday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The 6.1 magnitude tremor came during the Monday morning rush hour. Local media say 2 of the deaths, including a child, were caused by a wall collapse. A third person was killed by a bookcase. The quake brought much of Osaka to a standstill, forcing people off trains and shutting down factories. It's also cut off natural gas for over 100,000 homes, and it's estimated that it might not be restored for up to 12 days.
A Turkish presidential candidate has made a campaign speech Sunday from jail. Selahattin Demirtas of the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party spoke on television from his cell in western Turkey. He said he was illegally jailed 20 months ago, not because of any crime, but because the Turkish government fears him. He warned voters against casting a ballot for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to prevent a one-man regime. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island are being warned to stay indoors and keep windows closed after another eruption early Sunday of the Kilauea volcano, and it generated a massive ash plume. Lava from the volcano, which began to erupt more than a month ago, has covered more than 2,400 hectares of land and destroyed 467 homes. German authorities have arrested the chief executive of Volkswagen's Audi division, Rupert Stadler. He was arrested Monday as part of an investigation about cars Audi sold in Europe that are believed to have been equipped with software that turned emissions controls off during regular drivings. Last week, Munich prosecutors raided his home on suspicion of fraud and improprieties of documents. Volkswagen Audi said the presumption of innocence remains in place for Mr. Stadler. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.